This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the Obama administration kicked off a series of public forums to talk about a proposed new rating system for colleges. The plan is light on details so far, but the broad brush idea is to grade colleges on criteria like value and affordability, with the hope of forcing colleges to do a better job. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
Students shopping for colleges can turn to rankings from U.S. News or the Princeton Review. Why should the feds get in on the act? Ben Miller is with the New America Foundation and worked in the Obama administration. He says, for starters, the federal government doles out more than $150 billion a year in student loans and grants.
There's a sense that the amount of money that's being invested is not achieving the returns that the administration would like to see.
The proposed rating system would consider tuition, average debt loads, and graduation rates. Richard Vedder is an economist with the Center for College Affordability and Productivity.
My great concern is that we don't have very good measures of the kinds of things that the administration is interested in.
Like what students learn while they're in school and how much they earn after they graduate. The stakes are high. The plan would ultimately limit financial aid for colleges that don't perform. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.